All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Apologies for the late start today. Thank you guys for your patience. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show here on Saturdays, typically at 11 a.m. Eastern. Ton of DFS action coming at you today and over the weekend. If you're not signed up with SaberSim, we do have a 5-day no strings attached free trial. There was a link to start that in the description as well here. Always suggest getting started on the weekends. Like for instance, today we have a 6-game early MLB slate, 7-game MLB main slate later this evening, 2-game NBA slate, 13 fight MMA card, 2-game NHL slate, 4-game UFL slate, Xfinity today, cup race tomorrow, and then we also have golf today and tomorrow as well for the showdown slates. So much DFS action coming at you. Get signed up and check out what we are all about. All right, gonna get SaberSim pulled up here and jump right in. A couple questions to get us started today. So if you guys have questions, now is always a good time to get those in. We'll get to all the questions before the end of the show. And first one here. I am using the contest sims and then diversifying after making my pool of lineups. Right now, I am usually filtering out anything that is not positive risk-adjusted ROI. When I am reviewing my results post-contest, the portfolio I play is typically not one of the better sim ROI portfolio post-contest. Should I be pushing up the filters for bottom ROI lineups? For example, going up to like 25% as min ROI or even higher if the pool can. I am consistently playing negative ROI lineups when I filter the pool just for positive ROI lineups and want to try and improve that. Okay. Good question here. I think the first place to start is to talk about some of the differences between post-contest sim and pre-contest sim. So for anyone, you know, not following here, basically what they're saying is like, hey, I'm playing, you know, all positive ROI lineups pre-build, but I'm not always grading out so well in the post-contest review, right? So some of the key differences here. And let me just kick off a build while we chat a little bit. So one thing here, right, is let's say you go to your field lineups, right? We have the 13 buckets of field lineups for NBA, for example. So if I pull one of these up, right, I click on one and they populate over here, I'm going to notice that there are 10,000 field lineups, okay? So what happens in the pre-contest sim is we take each of your lineups individually, we put them into a contest with the field lineup. So imagine a contest size of 10,001. And then we play out that contest 100,000 times for each individual lineup. And then it returns all of the sim metrics, the win rate, cash rate, sim ROI, et cetera. And then we do that for every lineup in your pool. And then that's how those are generated. Well, one thing that you're going to notice is that when you go to your contest and you just, you know, sort by contest size, some of these contests are bigger, right? The and one, for example, $1.20 max, you know, fits directly into the profit plan of probably a contest that a lot of our users are playing. If they're playing NBA, the contest size here is 29,000 approximately, right? A little bit more. I'm just rounding here. So you're going to notice that, hey, this contest is bigger than the field lineups. Well, yes. So what we do here is we simulate the contest as if it only has 10,000 entries. So one difference between the pre-contest sim and the post-contest sim is in the post-contest sim, we are using all of the actual lineups that were played. So first off, you know, the field lineups is our projected ownership. Well, the post-contest sim is the actual ownership and the actual lineups, and it is all of them. We are returning the metrics with all of the data, right? All the cards are turned up. We know everything. You know, now let's see how we grade out. So that's the first thing there. You know, the second thing is the actual lineups, you know, the actual lineup constructions, the actual percentage that each player was rostered gets taken into account. And then the third thing is that we are not looking at each of your lineups individually anymore. We are now looking at you as a user on like a portfolio level. So if you're playing the $1 20 max, well, in the pre-contest sim, you know, we're looking at each lineup individually, but in the post-contest, we are looking at you as a user, or at least we return that value for you, right? You can still look at it on a lineup level, but the user level sim ROI is what most people are reviewing at that point. So in my opinion, the post-contest sim is going to be the most important piece of data for you. Like, hey, you know, how did I actually do? And I would be looking at the post-contest sim ROI for that. Now, as far as how to get better, right? I don't think I don't think just cranking up the pre-contest, you know, filter that you're using is going to be the best way to do that. I think what's going to be the best way is to study the top lineups that you're seeing, right? So basically what I would do here is go back to a past date, and I'm just moving some stuff around. So took it off screen, so I'll have it back up here in a minute. But basically you would want to do what I recommend doing is two things here. First off is studying the lineups or the players in your contest that did better than you. And then two is studying even top players, even in contests that you didn't play, right? So what I recommend is like, hey, I want to study the flagship contest, even though I might not even play it, right? Even though bankroll permitting, like it's not within my parameters for the profit plan, right? And I'm just running into a little bit of error here with Saber Sims. Let me try and reload it up. But it's giving me a little bit of a hard time. But basically, I would be doing those two things. Like if I'm trying to improve my sim ROI, I want to like go and identify some of the differences between the lineups that I'm playing versus lineups that the top players are playing, or what are the characteristics of their portfolio and why is it different from mine, right? And still having some issues here. Not really sure why. Okay, let me bring my screen back up. I'm not... troubleshoot anymore on screen here, but basically that's what I would be doing. We do have like good tutorials on how to do that. You know, if you go over to our YouTube channel. And this is our SaberSim homepage. Right on the homepage is a really good video. Review your results and study the pros contest flashback walkthrough. This is like basically the process that I would be following to try and learn more about post-contest sim ROIs and what makes a good portfolio. So I just dropped that here in the YouTube chat for anybody who wants to check out that video. And I will also drop it here in the Discord where the original question came in. So check those out. And, you know, we could always do a contest flashback walkthrough another day when I'm not having some of these issues. All right, next question here. Question says, trying to get a better idea of how ROI works in flashback, more specifically the quarter showdown contest of the Knicks and Pacers. I ended up splitting the win with one other person, had a fairly low duped portfolio, but still ended up with a negative sim ROI, while users with highest sim ROI had more average dupes. Shouldn't a greater number of dupes result in a lower sim ROI? Just looking for some clarification. Thanks. Okay. So there's a couple things that come into play here. And we've talked about this like on like past review shows. You know, a good one here is like when Max and I were doing our weekly review of the NFL season here. And like there was one week in particular, like if you guys want to check these out, go to the YouTube, go to playlist, go to reviewing past slates with contest flashback. And it was week 4, I believe, here, where balancing uniques with win rate in NFL Showdown, the pros review NFL week 4. So this one, you know, I remember this specifically because it was like a really interesting show where what we learned is like, there are so many different paths to being a winning Showdown player. Some people go with the super unique, super kind of off the wall strategy. Some people go with higher average dupes, but higher win rate. Some people go with like the higher projected scores. So when I read your question, right, one thing that pops in my mind automatically is like, well, low dupes does not always mean high sim ROI. Like your projected score comes into play, your win rate comes into play. You know, I've heard people say like, hey, it's easy to build a highly unique set of lineups, really, because you could build lineups that like don't have any chance of winning. And it sounds like you did win, so you know, it was a good day. But what I would do, right, is I would go into flashback and let me see if I can just get this to work. I forget what day they played. Maybe it was Wednesday. Okay, so I can do this. Cool. Finally got this up and running. All right, so I have SaberSim up. Go to all contests. I believe you said the quarter 20. And lineups are loading. Go to players, users. And okay, how many people won this? So it looks like it was a three-way dupe. Mark, Patrick, and Sublime here. And I don't know what your username was, but what I would do here, right, is typically I want to look at people who are maxing the contest, which is probably a lot of people in like the quarter 20, and then sort by sim ROI. Actually, we could just sort by actual ROI. So it looks like these three people won. I don't know which one of them you were, but all of these are like positive sim ROI portfolios here. And like, maybe this isn't the contest that you played, but this is like the Indy Knicks and this is the quarter Showdown contest. Cause you were talking about like, your portfolio having like a lower number of dupes, but like all of these are like kind of high, right? Like 27 average dupes, 50 average dupes, 123 average dupes. But let's just like study the top players anyways. So one thing that I'm always like paying attention to, right, is average dupes, unique lineups, and then sim average score. So like, for instance, take this person with like 88 average dupes, right? Like super high, but their sim average score is a lot higher than the next two with lower average dupes. And then what you're going to see is that the win rate is like three times as much as the next two players. So like what happens here is that this person with more dupes averages that out by having higher projected score and higher win rate. And that is what leads to the sim ROI staying higher. Now, I don't know why, but like this person who has like 132 average dupes, you know, for whatever reason, their sim average score is like still pretty high, but they just like didn't win the contest, right? And like so much of the prize equity comes from winning the contest, or they just won at like a really, really low rate. So, you know, those are like the best insights I have without like diving too deep into this and going down too much of a rabbit hole. But like, if you're looking for things to look at, I'm saying look at sim average score, look at unique lineups, look at average dupes, look at win rate, look at sim ROI. Like those, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things can like tell a lot about a portfolio here. So that is where I would be spending my time if you're reviewing. And then check out that video from week 4 NFL Showdown, which should give you some insights into like how top pros are playing these contests differently and reaching high sim ROI portfolio of lineups. All right. Demetrius here in the YouTube chat say, can you demonstrate a NASCAR build? Sure. That's no problem. So I don't know if we'll have cup race projections yet, because I don't know if qualifying's done. I saw that there was like lightning on the track yesterday, for Xfinity qualifying. So let's see if Cup Race is up yet. It's not. I mean, we could do a demo for Xfinity today. I think they should have qualified by now if that lightning cleared. Which it is. Great. Right. So first thing I would do, you know, I'm not like super NASCAR heavy type person. So what I would do is do like 58 point. I'm going to make a super small projection adjustment, right? Like the absolute bare minimum, right? The 0.01 option here. So two small adjustments that will unlock my build lineups button here. You know, I kind of want to look at the build settings because I want to get an idea, right? The build settings tell me a story. It tells me, hey, min salary is very low, a big range here. So allowing a lot of different type of constructions. And then we're building on 0. I'm going to go over to the contest tab and then I'm going to find the contest that I'm optimizing for, right? Maybe we're playing the $1.20 max. So what I want to do here is go and note how big the contest is. So 9512 is how many players there are. And I want to do a geo mean calculation for this contest, right? And what I'll do here is I'll pull up my whole screen. And I'll pull up my calculator. And so maybe I want to do lineups that are going to be duped less than 10 times. And the reason I'm doing this is because, you know, there are only so many drivers. So there's only so many players in the player pool, right? If I just go by starting position, there's about 38 drivers. That is not a big player pool. Chances are you'll probably need an optimal, if not very close to one. So I want to make sure that I'm accounting for duplication in NASCAR here in motorsports in general. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do 10 divided by 9512. To the power of 1 divided by 6. And that gives me 31.8 approximately here, right? So then I'm going to start with that value. Maybe I'll just do another one just in case if like I don't end up getting rid of that many lineups. I'll do something for 5 dupes as well. So I have two values here, 31.8 and 28.4. Now I'm just going to leave those here for when my lineups are done. 2,800 lineups is plenty. I forgot to lower this. So lineups are done now. If I'm on the ultimate plan, I'm going to use contest sim. So I'm going to make my contest sim for the $1.20 max. If not, I would stick with the single game saber score option here. I know it's not like a game, it's like a race, but I would use a single game saber score option. And the reason for that is because it has what we call our sim optimals variable here. This is how many times did this group of drivers, these 6 drivers, what we're not going to do is we're not going to put the same lineup into your pool more than once. So we just to tell you that like, hey, this is a good lineup, right? So that's what's going on there. But I want to come in here and put in my lineup filter now. So first thing I need to do is create a custom metric that shows the geo mean of each lineup, which it would look like this, my own product geo mean value. And then I would name it accordingly just so I know what it is. I'm going to go to my filters. Once that custom metric is made, I'm going to go geo mean less than, and we said 31.8. If you don't have the ability to do custom metrics, you could always do this as a rule. So go to your lineup rules, go to add new rule, go to aggregate, and then do the same thing. My own geo mean less than, no more than, and then you would put in 31.8. And then you would run your lineups with that rule in place, and then you would get the same effect here, right? So in this case, I went in and I put in my geo mean of 31.8. It sent 0 lineups to the trash. Okay, well now I'm going to go and try my 28.4 option. And this one sent 0 lineups to the trash. At this point, I'd probably just leave it. I basically am assuming that all these lineups are going to be duped less than 5 times, and I don't really need to go any lower, but at least I have checked that box, right? I've checked the box for duplication in this case. And then from here, I'm going to go sort by exposure. I'm usually going to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20. I'm probably going to increase my mini uniques here and just kind of see where that gets me. Like, three mini uniques gets me to line up 134 in my set. And that seems fine to me, right? I could push a little bit for four. We're getting a little bit farther here. Sim ROI is still positive, like 28%. I probably wouldn't go any further than this. Personally here, I think like this is fine. You see that the leverages are like really, really flat here, like 18% leverage is our highest. If you're a little bit more risky person, you know, you're okay with taking some stands, you know, maybe you settle on three, but I think mini uniques of four is totally fine as well. This is kind of like a personal preference thing, whatever you want to do. But I think this is like a fine process for NASCAR builds. We do even have videos over on our YouTube with a whole NASCAR playlist where you can get some other ideas as well. So like if I go back here and then I go to how to beat NASCAR DFS in 2024, I would check out this video, right? This behind the wheel video is Jordan basically walking through his NASCAR process, and you could watch him and kind of compare notes and see what he does, see what I do, and try and figure out something that you like yourself. But all right, looks like we had some follow-up here. In regards to our showdown, Nick's Pacers question here. So it was makes sense. It was a 2K quarter, not the 4K. I did have a fairly high win rate, though. So everything you mentioned makes sense. Thanks. And it was yesterday's game, not Wednesday's. Ah, okay. It was yesterday's game. My bad. But glad that was making sense for you. And congrats on the win, either way. One dupe is always a good thing there. But looks like we're all caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me, and apologies for the late start, but I will be right back here Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.